There was a tiny Asian woman screaming in the street today, and she was screaming at a person that she obviously hates. She was so loud we heard the screaming with our windows all rolled up, and we looked down on the street to see who she was screaming at.
Hey guys, this is the More Tech Today podcast. This is Adrian. This is episode 12? Yeah. I know last week I was supposed to put a podcast out, but as you can still hear, I'm still having microphone problems. I just don't want to put a subpar product out there. You're like, hey, they're going to listen to it anyway. Haha. So, I don't have it in my budget right now to buy a brand new mic, and trying to get Blue to do something about it. So, hopefully in the coming weeks, we'll have something. I'll have to switch. Maybe I have some, I haven't really looked around, maybe I got some other microphones somewhere around here that I can get some better quality out of. So that's that. So what's been happening the last couple of weeks? Well, business been slow. You know, we just had Halloween and maybe everybody spent a lot of money on candy and we're getting a lot of Facebook hits, and so we'll definitely see you in the next coming weeks. I've changed some strategies in trying to acquire a new customer, so we'll see how those pan out. What else is happening? Well, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I am the assistant coach of one of the local high school teams. I'm the assistant soccer coach, and we had our first two games this past Saturday, and got some work to do, but I see that this season is going to be very promising, so that's that. What else is happening? Nothing much. We're going to try to keep this short because I'm not a big fan of the audio quality right now. I'm just not liking it. I don't want to put you guys through all the weird sound, because it's going to come out weird. That being said, I am very confident that, you know, if I can keep pushing the business, that maybe within a year I'll have either my storefront or I'll be exclusively mobile, but I'll have a real work van I can work out of instead of this Hyundai. Let me tell you, working out of a car doing cell phone repairs is a nightmare. But if that's the only thing you have, you know, you got to work with what you got. And I like the fact that no one else in my area is even attempting doing this. You know, I'm going about it probably the complete wrong way, but, you know, work with what you got. So I don't mind going to somebody's work or going to somebody's house and, hey, I'll be right in the driveway. You can come out and talk to me if you want to. I'll be right here working on your phone. Instead of taking it away, hey, you don't really know me. How do you trust me that I'm going to come back with your phone? I'm not going to try to sell it or anything. You know what I mean? From Tom, Dick, or Harry. So it lends more to your credibility, and it eases people into trusting you with their product. Also, having a website, and I have these polos that I got made with my logo on it. I'm just trying to do anything I can to try to ooze a sense of legitimacy, because this is something new in this area, and people aren't sure. And I definitely understand that, you know, I don't know you. You come into my house, but same thing with a plumber or electrician or any type of tradesman, you know, do you really know them until they actually come and get the work done? So, it is what it is. Yeah. I just want to keep doing this and provide the best service I possibly can to this area. Another thing I'm working on is, I think I'm going to work on trying to get my A+ certification, because I think I can add computer repair to the business and try to and just try to have an extra stream of income coming in, because I get a lot of questions about computer repairs and things like that. And definitely, that's something I do. I just want to be more, I want to have more of a good grasp of your understanding of computers. I know you have Google and the internet, but just to go through and learn and get certified, it all lends itself to that sense of legitimacy. What I am doing is I need to go ahead and finish up my cellular repair school training so I can go ahead and get that certificate sent and I can be done with that. You just any type of certification or training you can get when you're in this type of field or any type of field, any trade organization, any certification, anything that shows that you have more training just lends yourself to be more legitimate and more professional. That's with anything. Selling, heck, welding, anything you can think of that you can get more training and better your skills is a positive. The best investment you can ever make is in yourself. Nothing else. Real estate? No. Tech? Stock market? No. The best investment you can make is in yourself, because by improving yourself, you improve every other aspect of life. Think about it. Let's say you had no skills, and the only job you could get was flipping burgers at McDonald's. People, don't get me wrong, flipping burgers at McDonald's is not a, people talk about it like it's the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. We need people to flip burgers at McDonald's. There's no way around it. Everybody can't be a doctor. Everybody can't be a lawyer. Nor should you want to. I mean, I know a couple people who spent their whole careers at McDonald's and couldn't be happier. You know, they worked their way from fry cook or, I don't know, prep, I think is what it's called, all the way up to owning their own franchise. Yeah, it took them 20 some odd years, but you know, you had no education. So, you know, the thing isn't let's get a bunch of education. You know, find something you're passionate about and learn it in and out and try to become the best. Follow the money is what I've heard people say. You know, if you come in as a cook, you want to follow the money all the way till you get to being a manager. You want to do everything you can to be the best at what you do. So if it's working in a fast food company or heart surgery, you want to be the best. But I just said that to say that it doesn't matter what you do. It's about how do you feel when you meet nature. Okay. Do you feel that you make an impact by what you do? And if you don't think you make an impact flipping burgers, I can tell you right now, you're dead wrong. What you provide is, one, you cook and provide somebody with sustenance to keep them alive, to keep them happy. That's the first thing you do. The paycheck you get from working, provide the sustenance to keep people alive. You pay your mortgage or your rent with, so that helps somebody there. You pay your electric bill, you pay your water, you pay your gas, whatever other little things you buy, clothes, things like that. So you have economic impact. You matter. Doesn't matter if you're making $100,000 or you're making minimum wage. You and what you do matters to the whole scheme of everything. So never, ever say, hey, because I'm not where I want to be now, doesn't mean I don't matter. So I know I went off on a tangent there. Back to investing in yourself. All right. So let's say you had no skills and you were a burger flipper. Let's say you went to school or you got a certification to, I don't know, make sauces at a fancy restaurant. I know the Saucier or whatever it's called. I don't know if you need a certification or not. But let's say you did. So you investing in yourself got you to a place where you can make more money. Now let's say you took that same money. Let's say it was $1,000. $1,000 to learn how to make sauces or $1,000 to put in the stock market. I know they said eventually investment in the stock markets over time will always be positive. If you're like everybody else, do you really have $1,000 right now just to have out there? Just not doing anything for you, not contributing, just hoping that in a couple years, it'll be worth more. And you cut that $1,000, invest in yourself, and then start paying right now. Immediate, quote-unquote, dividends. Instead of potential in the future dividends. Because, I mean, we don't have that kind of income. Normal people. You know? So, yeah, the best investment you can make is in you. My wife is always saying that, you know, you should always invest in you. Because everybody should have a skill. She always says that everybody should have a skill because you can't take that away. A skill you could take anywhere and apply it. Let's say you're a cook. Can't nobody take that away from you. You have a skill. Take it anywhere you want. I'm trying to think of a job that... Well, every job has skills, so, you know, no matter how small and insignificant you think it is, take everything you can learn about that job and incorporate it in yourself. Like, I used to work for a rent-to-own company, and I didn't like it, but there were some things I learned there that I still incorporate in what I do now, as far as, we had to explain lease agreements to customers, be as detailed and things like that. It helps me explain my policies better. A notification from my phone. I have hooked up to my iSound Bluetooth speaker, and that's what you heard right there. But basically what it does is, what it did was, it also helped me to communicate better, because I would have to go and field visit people. So when I confront people, I had to get inside and, you know, hey, I know right now, you know, you may not be able to afford it, but if you let me take it, you know, just learn how to talk to people, learn how to sell. I got to sell you on let me come back and get this TV at your house, because, you know, you didn't make a payment. So I'm going to have to sell you on returning it, coming back, and buying it again, which is a really valuable skill to have. So any job you have, no matter how insignificant you think it is, learn it to your best of your ability, and try to take any skill that you learn and incorporate it into your life where you see fit. We're getting close to the end, guys. Sorry about the audio quality. I'm going to clean it up. Matter of fact, right now, This is going to be how it sounds before I clean it up. So you'll see. But we'll clean it up right here. Okay. So, all right, guys. Catch me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google Plus. And I'll catch you next week. Peace.
There's a fraction of a brain cell chain that makes us what we are. One false move, you're